This is your Disneyland storyteller, and I'm going to tell you a story about Mickey and the Beanstalk. That's right, Mickey and the Beanstalk. Our story happened in a place called Happy Valley. It was a wonderful place to live, truly one of nature's garden spots. A beautiful valley nestled among the green rolling hills, with bubbling brooks flowing through the pastures, winding roads sheltered by beautiful tall trees, lush fields and prosperous farms dotted the landscape, and lovely flowers of every description were spread like a delicate carpet across the valley floor. This was truly a place of eternal spring. And high on top of a hill, overlooking the valley, was a castle that looked like the most priceless jewel on a king's crown. And there was something very precious within the castle walls, something which the people looked forward to hearing every day.
My, what a happy day. Let the bells ring out, let your heart sing out. What a scrumptious day. What a very special day. Hear the music play. Songs are in the air, love is everywhere when you feel this way. You've got an invitation to join the celebration, the biggest in creation. Can't you see the world's my oyster? Why do I feel this way? 'Cause a boy I know in a moonlight glow gave the big okay, said to name the day. What a great big gorgeous sumptuous thumping bumptious hungalumptious wondrous scrumptious. My, what a happy day.
That was the singing heart. The voice of this lovely golden harp cast a spell of joy and prosperity over the entire valley. Why, the spell was so powerful that the crows in the valley would sing along happily with the scarecrow. So you can understand why it was such a wonderful treasure. But it was too good to last. And one day, a mysterious shadow crept over the valley. Lightning began to strike. And something dreadful happened. When the shadow had lifted, the golden harp was gone. The valley was no longer a happy place, and soon the rivers stopped flowing and all the flowers began wilting and died. Without the magic of the golden harp, all was misery. All the families in the land were gripped with the pangs of starvation. They couldn't even get milk from their cows. Mickey, Goofy, and Donald belonged to such a family. And one day, Mickey served their one last bean for dinner. And as he started to cut the bean into three equal parts, Donald stared at it in the strangest way.
I can't stand it! I can't stand it!
Donald, take it easy. You can't make sandwiches on plates. Now take it easy, boy. Easy, old boy.
Oh, take it easy, Donald. Easy.
Come on, pull yourself together now.
Yeah, steady. Pull yourself apart.
There now, easy. Shut up, boy.
I'm all right. Thanks for this. I'm all right.
Poor Donald. The pangs of starvation were becoming too much for him to bear. Who knows what diabolical plot will form in the brain of this demented duck?
I sure hope he's okay now, Goofy.
Hey, where'd he go?
No, Donald, no! Put down that axe!
Axe, bossy. Axe, old cowsy, louse.
Donald, no!
Hamburger!
No, Donald.
The funnies, I just gotta eat. I'm so hungry.
Poor Donald. He was so hungry that he was completely out of his head. It had been over 2 weeks since they had a decent meal, so it was easy to understand why he behaved that way. Mickey wasn't about to let Donald kill the cow, but he did agree to go to town and try and sell her. The thought of food brought new hope to Goofy and Donald. In fact, the more they thought about it, the more excited they became.
Turkey, lobster, sweet potato pie, pancakes piled up till they reach the sky. Oh, I want to eat until I die. Turkey, lobster, sweet potato pie, pancakes piled up till they reach the sky. Lots of starches, lots of greens, fancy chocolate covered
beans!
What do you mean, beans?
Yeah, fellas, I sold the cow for some magic beans.
Beans!
But Donald, these aren't ordinary beans. These are magic beans. If you plant these in the light of the full moon, do you know what'll happen?
Yeah, they're beans!
Donald, don't! No!
But it was too late. Donald took the magic beans, threw them, and they went rolling through a crack in the floor. So once more, the three friends went to sleep at night with very empty stomachs. Well, it seems those beans were magic after all, because soon the moon was high in the sky and casting its silver rays of light on the small house. All of a sudden, little vines began creeping through the cracks in the floor. They began getting larger and larger and were lifting the little house off of the ground. All through the night, it grew onward and upward, carrying the house with Mickey, Donald, and Goofy in it higher in the sky. And so, with the coming of dawn, they had reached a land far up above the clouds. Naturally, the three friends were quite surprised when they woke up in the morning and saw nothing but clouds and a mysterious castle off in the distance. And as if by some invisible force, the three comrades started walking toward the castle. Suddenly, without warning, they were attacked by giant dragonflies.
Donald, look out! Gee, what whoppers! I've never seen such big ones. Look out!
Into a giant-sized footprint. Well, this didn't seem to stop the three friends. They forgot their hunger and they forgot their fear, for this was their biggest adventure. On they went toward the mysterious castle, right up to the castle door, which was so large that their knock could not be heard inside.
Oh, there, there, hear that knock. Let's crawl under the door.
And crawl under they did. Except for Goofy.
Hey, fellas, wait for me. I can't get through. I'm stuck.
Come on, Donald. Let's help him.
Oh, take it easy. There.
There doesn't seem to be anyone around. This place sure is big.
Yeah. Maybe we should get out of here.